Welcome to the France and André Dion Ornithological Trail. Here you will discover the unique collection that my husband André Dion and I, France Dumas Dion, have carefully built over the decades. Birdwatching has become a passion shared by millions of people, but sadly, many bird species are now endangered. The France and André Dion Ornithological Trail, a living museum of winged wildlife, aims to showcase the beauty and diversity of birds while raising awareness about the urgent need to protect them. We hope this experience will inspire a deep respect for these fascinating creatures and strengthen our collective commitment to their preservation.
Born in 1921, André Dion was an ornithologist, an ecologist, and a writer. In 1935, as a student at Collège Sainte-Marie, he won first prize in an intercollegiate competition with The Birds of My Country. Le Petit Journal also published his articles. Radio Canada presented one of his kits on the house sparrow. In 1942, Jules Larivière of the ecology magazine La Vie au Grand Air offered him a regular ornithological column. André Dion spent a short stay at Cornell University, the only university where ornithology was taught at the time. In 1948, the Canadian Wildlife Service grants him special permits to continue his ornithological research. He was the first to launch the Nobel Literature Prize book collection for Maison Grolier. Subsequently, he became the president of the publishing house Maison Martin-Sart Quebec. At age 50, in 1970, he married France Dumas. 10 years later, a gout attack left him bedridden. France suggested that he write about his famous bluebird, since he had been talking about it. He wrote his first book, which he published independently. 5,000 copies were sold. 3 years later, Jane Brierley did the English translation at the request of North American Bluebird. The preface was by Dr. Larry Zeleny, founder of this organization. André Dion died on July 10, 2016, at the age of 95. Born in 1939, France Dumas Dion was a teacher, co-designer, author. In her early years, she had been a dance teacher, cosmetician, hairdresser, and shop owner. In 1970, she met André Dion. They created the Autocorrect Art Learning System. She founded the Autocorrect Art Publishing House, with more than 200 distribution points, including the United States, Belgium, Switzerland, Australia, Tahiti. In the 1980s, the Friends of the Bluebird of Eastern America Society installed more than 10,000 nest boxes, which have made it possible to help the Esther Bluebird survive in Quebec. From 1970 to 2014, France and André wrote 23 books on birds, and more than 100 autocorrect art game books. At 67 years old, she enrolled in tap dance classes, then classical ballet. A friend introduced her to tennis. At 85, she still plays. In 2019, France wrote On the Thread of Our Lives, a book about their tumultuous life. The Dion family devoted their lives to the protection of birds. In the 1970s, the eastern bluebird was on the brink of extinction. To provide these birds with much-needed nesting sites, France and André Dion organized a project called As I Push You in their backyard. Together with their 5 daughters, they crafted nest boxes and ventured out into nature to install them, making a meaningful difference for the bluebirds. They looked for help everywhere. They gave talks in nature centers, schools, libraries, and book fairs across Quebec. Gradually, many people joined their ranks. The result? As of 1986, more than 10,000 nest boxes have been installed. The eastern bluebird has finally returned to its original habitat. Franzion has bequeathed to Le Baluchon the collection of birdhouses and books that she and her late husband sheltered for decades, as well as her collection of books and various archives that tell the extraordinary odyssey of France and André Dion in the land of winged creatures. You can discover this collection along the France and André Dion trail.